And it's time for another Tom and Shane video. Boy, we're excited today, Shane, because we've got a great topic. How much control should government have over you? And with the vaccine mandates and all of that running through the courts, we seem to have more and more government control over us. Some control is fine for safety. But I still think seatbelts and airbags should be optional. You should buy those if you want them. And why in the hell do you have to have a fishing license to throw a hook in a river or a stream or a brook? Why
that you own? That you own.
Why do you need a fishing license to do something like that? So we want to explore the government control and everything. So I know in Canada, Shane, you've had some recent government control over pastors up there that they can't preach. Certain topics are now off limits for them to preach about, that you can't live the biblical lifestyle. So what the hell's going on, Shane, with this government control?
Well, it's pretty clear that none of the people that are in control in your country have read the Constitution. The 10th Amendment is very explicit. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. And then you've got the 14th Amendment that clearly states no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of, this is important, life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. So basically, this whole COVID issue, which for 2 years has gone on, they've used it to, as we've discussed, to replace the Green New Deal and global warming to get control of your population. And that's all this is. It's not just about political control. It's about, controlling your citizens and earmarking them literally with guidelines that are not principled and part of your constitution. It's worse than a dictatorship. It's like fascism. It really is. It's very sad. Very sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Bruce, I agree, Bruce. It's all about control. I think that's what we're kind of talking about here. And the other thing, Shane, is do we need a mom and dad government?
apparently we don't, because one of the major junior justices, Sotomayor, appointed by Obama, made a comment that we have over 100,000 children on respirators in hospitals across the United States. This is a total lie. So this is not a stupid woman, because she's on your Supreme Court. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
So for her to make a statement that's absolutely false, misleading, and clearly prejudicing her decision about these COVID mandates, and there's two different ones, as you know, the one with OSHA, and then just the one about it being unconstitutional altogether. So yeah, it's, these people are like, they're right off the ship. I mean, they're overboard.
Yeah, they are. Well, it seems like, that government seems to think that we are incapable of making decisions on our own. And they seem to say, okay, we're going to be the parents of the people, both in Canada and the United States. Shane's in Canada, in case for those of you who don't know, Shane's in Canada. And it seems like every time we turn around, there's some kind of restriction to our lives, or we have to jump through a hoop to for our lives. We've got to show a vaccination card to get into some place. Things like that are just I don't know. We're not used to showing our papers, wherever we go. It's Bruce is right. It's kind of fascism, as Shane pointed out earlier.
Well, the bigotry in your House of Representatives and Senate, is outrageous. I mean, they're all intolerant of each other. It's not just the Demolition Party. It's also the Republican Party. I mean, the Demolition Party has turned Confederate. Let's face it. You know, that they want exceptions. They want to change the rules. Biden isn't even finished with his first year, and he's already a lame duck. Build Back Better is dead. You know, this effort to change the rules in the Senate for a simple majority is dead. And you've got three more years of this foul policy and political dogma that's going nowhere. Meanwhile, you've got inflation, you've got the market, your government's having a hard time funding itself. And it's, you know, it's, boy, you're walking a tight line. I mean, I don't know how big a bar you need to cross between two towers, but someone yeah. can't carry it, however big it is.
I know. Yeah, Bruce says Trudeau in Canada is stopping all American truckers who aren't vaccinated from leaving the country. You would know better than I would about that, Shane.
Well, they're requiring vaccinations on, you know, for truckers because, mm-hmm. of course, the cross-border business, where, you know, yeah. basically the second largest trader with the United States, 70% of your car parts come from Canada, so they got to get there somewhere. You know, yeah. you won't let us build a train bridge across somewhere to get to the U.S. It's all got to go back, you know, back and forth over a bridge that Canada wants to be, you know, for 20 years we tried to rebuild it and offered to pay for it, but, you know, can't get that approved by environmentalists. Not I happening. Mean, yeah, we've got all kinds of problems that need to be solved. Yeah,
that's for sure. Well, you know, isn't control just another word for power? I mean, isn't that what they're looking for? They're looking... you know, a perfect example, you know, laws at the border are gone because why? Because they feel that the people who are coming in are going to keep them in power. So we allow people to do certain things over here because it's politically expedient for us. And then we clamp down on the other side. We lock down businesses. We require, you know, the vaccine, the papers, so to speak, but I don't know. It's the government seems to have, they seem to be trying to see how much power can we exert on the American people or the Canadian people before they revolt or rebel.
Well, you know, that's not going to happen. We're, you know, the majority of people in Canada are, you know, very calm. You know, they accept the rule and guidance of law, and they know that, you know, like we say, you know, we live in the two best country clubs in the world. But it isn't a hypocrisy anymore. The politics and policy are so bad, it's just a sarcastic moment. It's laughable. They're in control. You know, they control, and they can't even get their own party to, you know, set guidelines and policy that Americans can agree with, and the important policies they should be considering, they're ignoring. And it's just a sad state of affairs because none of it's being, you know, properly pursued. I mean, look at these talks that your government's in with Russia in Switzerland. I believe it's Zurich. You know, it's NATO that's got to have the conversation with Putin because the American, you know, Biden doesn't know what to tell his people to tell the people in Switzerland to say to the Russians. It's the whole thing is on a tightrope, like I said, and someone cannot carry this huge bar to cross that tightrope at 2,000 feet, you know, because that's basically where you're at.
That's for sure. Yeah. How much control is too much control? You know, that's what we've been talking about all morning. And, you know, when does it reach the tipping point, Shane? When do we say, hey, you know what, we've had enough of this. The parents have revolted at school board meetings across the country, you know, about masks and about, mm-hmm. you know, their kids not being in the classroom. And yet the small group, the teachers union, which has the backing of the Democrat Party, have said, no, we're not going to class. And that seems to stand. And where is the government to say, hey, you know, the health records don't bear out that it's not safe for kids to be in school, a mask or not. You know, if they do contract it, it's minor. And you know, it just can't go on.
Well, you know, I was watching before we came on today, the congressional hearings, you know, with Fauci and the head of the CDC. And I mean, I can't believe these Democratic senators protecting him. I mean, this guy is personally responsible for the deaths of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. He's a failure, has been the entire time, 40 years that he's been at the National Institute of Virology, you know, yeah. One of 27 institutes in the NIH in the U.S. He's got a $4 billion budget, and he's made a mess of everything. There's not one accomplishment he can point to in his entire time there. So here's your issue. Your issue is, how do you come to a conclusion? Well, the only way in our societies, both of us, both our countries, is our elections. So unless people want to get their heads on straight and make, you know, some kind of real determination of who they think are best to be in charge, you're going to get the same. You know, the Republicans keep talking about give us control. Well, you know, that's not a good rail. I mean, Americans are looking at the control the Democrats have with the White House, and they can't get anything done. I don't know how, you know, your argument with the American people is you can do better.
I really don't. Yeah. Yeah, to our viewer, Freer, your comment's too big to put on the screen. It will be on Facebook Live, of course. It'll show up on the comments in the Facebook. But yeah, keep your comments kind of short because we want to put them up, and we want to give you an opportunity to you know, voice your opinion. But keep them small.
Well, Freer shows should know. That now in the United States, you know, it's racism. You don't qualify if you're white for certain benefits from medicine now. You're regulated. So you're more likely to come across the border illegal, go to New York, paid for on a plane or train or bus, walk into a clinic and get, COVID vaccination or not therapy. I hate the word. It's not a vaccine. You know, COVID therapy over American whites. Oh, and minorities, you know, of course, you know, they are somehow being directed to get benefits that shouldn't go to, you know, old white people like us. Like, yeah. It's,
yeah,
you know, I mean, you're back to the 60s with, you know, the Confederate Demolition Party wanting to decide who's going to get what. Well, that's a control of a majority over a minority. I mean, that's racism. It's just pure and simple racism.
Yeah.
Medical racism.
Well, that's what we're seeing, and that's what I'm talking about. You know, how much control should the government have over you? And, you know, what do we do about it? How far do we go? And, yeah.
Well, Linda's got it right. The whole thing's a money train. Mm-hmm. You know, they asked Pfizer the other day, would a fourth shot be helpful? Well, we know it's not. I mean, they want to use up the vaccines they have so they can go to the pill because they want you to, you know, I can literally see that every Monday you go into work, you know, within the next 6 months, you're going to take a Pfizer pill every day, right? You know. It'll be free, of course.
Yeah,
of course. Which, you know, the government will be paying for. But yeah, it's just, again, one of these things that they think they can carry through this year as a political argument. And it's just bad policy. I mean, come on. That's what we talk about. That's the whole criteria of being able to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ryan Zinke on Montana Talks, his idea is more government to solve these issues. Well, I don't think so.
Yeah, they've done such a great job with several things in the last 2 years for you to have want to agree with that one. Yeah. Well, the age of big government is definitely dead. You know, Clinton got it right 30 years ago. No one's listening.
Yeah. Well, and Reagan, too. Reagan said, you know, government, get out of the way.
That's right.
That's what's most of these problems we're capable of living our lives, I think, without government control, without them telling us where we go, where we can't go, what papers we have to show. Why do we have to have a fishing license?
You got an ex-mayor, you know, last 3 days of his administration, he shuts down 160,000 businesses because of this. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, really? when a mayor, and then the new mayor doesn't reverse it, and then the governor, the governor defends it.
Yeah.
So again, you've got states depriving citizens of their rights, and it's just wow. It's, you know, a lot of people are going to court to try and fight it, but boy, if you've got a Supreme Court justice that's completely off the range, I mean, wow, someone needs to talk to her.
Yeah, that's pretty serious if you have somebody that out of control, or well, not out of control, but that much out of touch with actual numbers.
With that much control.
Yeah. Well, and again, numbers are used against us. You know, all these numbers they throw at us to justify more control over us, that this number of people, you know, or this number require a shutdown, or this number requires showing your papers, or this number requires something else. I mean, you know, we're getting to the tipping point, I'm afraid, Shane.
Well, we might be, but on the other hand, this monocroque, as I call it, and I have since it came out of Africa, South Africa. So, you know, we saw this coming, you and I. We've told people on our show, you know, this is a great thing. This is Mother Nature giving us the edge to herd immunity. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't wish any illness on anyone. But if you're going to get something, this is the strain of the virus you want, because it's going to, you know, it's going to give you those T cells strength, which is older people. You know, we've talked about this. The reason we age is we don't produce as many T cells as children. And that's why children are immune to this, is because they have lots of T cells to defend themselves against this virus that, you know, is not going to be eradicated, because they're not, it's a cold.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, that's what we're seeing. Although New York City seems to be overwhelmed with hospitalizations, other areas are not. But the other thing, the CDC finally admitted that their numbers might be fudged a little bit because of the comorbidity of people may have 4 to 6 other problems besides COVID that cause their death: diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, whatever.
And you're both our medical services in our country are saying they're strained. They can't do other kinds of surgeries. You know, it's going to take years to catch up with the backlog. And then what's the biggest story in the last 24 hours? A guy gets a pig heart. Okay. He too ill to get a transplant. Mm-hmm. You know, 55 years old. So they give him a altered pig heart, oversized, must have come from a guy, probably. And, you know, and it's seemingly working. But my question is, so how did he get moved up to the front of the line to create this historical event when other people they can't get surgery?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Who's making decisions on who, you know, that's why I say we got a mom and dad government that, you know, mom likes you best.
Mom likes
you better than me. So,
you know, where this came from, you know, it came from Aunt Hillary, and, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, and it takes a city to, you know, control the people. And that's where you're at. The city's controlling the people. And, you know, it's not a pretty sight, which we've watched for 2 years, the result of that.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't look like it's going to end with this new variant. And there may be other variants on the way. It seems like every year we get one. So, you know, the thing continues on, and shots and, you know, get a shot or don't get a shot. You know, people, again, may be prohibited from making their decisions. Sandy says, well, New York is a landfill overrun by rats that spread disease.
I was just going to say, remember 2 years ago when this first, when they started shutting everything down?
Yeah.
And so there was no garbage.
Right.
And we were talking about how the rats were going crazy in New York City. And, you know, there was this massive invasion of rats to the surface, because, you know, they couldn't find any food, and they were eating themselves, which of course they will if they have nothing else to eat. Thanks, Sandy. It's great that you brought that up, because it wasn't Sandy. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sandy. Yeah.
Yeah. Sandy. Yeah. Sandy brought that up. Yeah. Well, it's and that's what we're talking about here, that, you know, when you do something, it affects something else, you know, as you talk about with
cause and effect, baby, you're absolutely right. Cause and effect.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. There's a cause and effect thing out there, and there's unintended consequences that we don't always see coming. And that's the other thing with all this control and everything that they have over us is, you know, all these unintended consequences pop up, like the rats and the other, you know, other things that that occur.
Well, you know, my favorite line, you know, bad consequences, bad results, good consequences, good results. Right? It's like good choices, bad results.
Yeah.
You know, bad choices, worse results, you know.
That's
what you're facing. The sad reality is, and I'm quite confused by this, other than the fact that your media is, I think, responsible for it, is the people aren't supposedly being heard.
Yeah.
You know, the only people it seems your politicians are listening to is the media. And, you know, that's a sad reality, isn't it? I mean, seriously.
Well, it is, yeah. Linda says rules and regulations are dollars. People need to impeach Joe for one thing. If Medicare was free for everyone, who decides who gets treatment first? Yeah, there we go. So,
well, that's what he's in favor of.
Yeah.
Coming to your neighborhood soon there, Thomas.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, exactly. And the results, right? That's what you really want to look at.
Well, that's true, yeah. Well, how long is it before Medicare and some of these other health companies say, oh, you know what, that COVID thing's kind of costing us money. We're not going to cover that anymore, you know, or we're not going to cover this part of it. Or if you've got other underlying conditions, we're not going to cover it. And, you know, somewhere along the line, yeah.
Well, you know, it's a conspiracy. I hate conspiracy, but it is. Monoclonal therapy has proven to save people. And, you know, your government, your president and his party, they refuse to provide it, produce it and have enough, you know, stock to give to states who have to now go out like Florida and Texas and buy it themselves. I mean, this is tantamount to murder. It's like not protecting your country and having open borders. These choices are glaring. So you would think that the people would be heard, but no one's really demonstrating about any of this. I mean, it's certainly not like the riots and fires of 2 years ago over, you know, Black Lives Matter. You know, what about white, healthy people in America matter? Like, where's that sign?
Yeah. Are we doomed to have a new vaccine each year for COVID like we have for the flu? Well, probably, James. I would bet we do.
Yeah, well, James, Dr. Collins, Dr. Collins, who just retired from running the National Institute of Health for 12 years, admitted that there's 111 variants, of COVID.
Yeah.
So it's like the flu. When H1N1 popped up, you know, it took them 3 years, and then they came up with a vaccine. But they didn't know what variant that would it be each year. So they would guess, you know, and they would go out and produce an egg, you know, 700 million doses. We went through all these numbers 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and,
we did.
You know, and some years they got it right. Some years they didn't. So, more people died when they got it wrong. And, you know, it was 65 to 75,000 people a year died between 2009 and 2020. So, you know, it's just one of these things of science that, you know, it matters that they're right.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's get it right first.
Hey, if you're watching us right now, this would be a great time to hit the subscribe button down in the right-hand corner down below the video, either one, and ring the notification bell. You'll always be in touch to when we have a podcast on every Tuesday and Thursday. We are here at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Like us and leave a comment, because that carries a lot of weight with YouTube if you're watching us on YouTube. And also, we use StreamYard to do this. So if you want to make your own videos, there's a free version of this you can use. And it's pretty simple. Even I can figure it out and run it. So, yeah, it's pretty good. And if you want to monetarily help us out, there's a Patreon link in the description below. It'll take you over, show you all of the benefits you get from helping us out, because these do... these do cost a couple bucks to put on. So yeah, we need we can always use the help. So we hope.
And the money. Show me the money. Yeah, come on.
Show me the money, man.
If Pfizer can make $52 billion from COVID shots, you know, we should be able to make a few coinage.
Yeah, there you are. I agree, Tom and Shane. COVID shots every year, I believe. I think that's what's going to happen. And Bruce says, how long before they say you didn't get a vaccine, you don't get knees or bypass surgery? Or
already there,
like
baby.
Yeah,
it's already happening, Bruce. Yeah. It's already happening, Bruce. Yeah.
Yeah. Before I had my hip replacement, I had to get a COVID test. Absolutely.
Right. Before I could have my cataracts fixed, had to get the shots.
Amen. You know. Wow. Well, also, we want to remind you, if you look at the crawl, we're on live radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. You'll want to tune into that. You can hear us anywhere in the world. There's no sign up. There's nothing needed. All you got to do, go to KMMSAM.com, click listen now, and no sign up, no email, no personal information needed. All you do is click a button. Come
and
on.
Tell your friends. You too can be informed if you join our podcast. Because
that's true. Yeah,
you get it. You get it not by a slice. You get the whole pie here. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we don't sugarcoat anything.
No.
I don't think too much anyway. So, all right. Any final thoughts, Shane, before we bail out of here? Anything that comes to mind that we?
Well, you know my handle on Saturday. Be happy, be safe, live in the moment. Live to work, and we're just blessed to be in the two greatest country clubs in the world. So thanks for joining us today. I hope you'll share us with your friends, and we can build a family like we have on Saturday and see better results of more people attending.
Absolutely right. All right. Well, thanks so much for watching. We appreciate it very much. As I mentioned before, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. So we hope that you will check us out then. And until then, we will see you on the next video.